Thank you very much for reminding us on the especially disability risk. And if I may add a few points that I got from today's discussion, in line with, of course, also the disability guidance that the Commission published, I would say that we need to take the disability risk in all our assessments. So basically, we need to identify the barriers that people with disability face, and also we need to include them in the dialogue. But also, someone mentioned it before, that includes also the collection of disaggregated qualitative and quantitative data. This is absolutely necessary. And of course, I would say that the risk identifier should be integrated in all programs. So I would pledge for mainstreaming. And that means, for example, that active participation of persons with disabilities in design of the programs. Also, I would say that sometimes we lack the local knowledge. You shared your stories, your experience. You are such a courageous people, heroes. I mean, but there are still people, you know, in the camps and displaced everywhere, and the local knowledge is extremely important, and also we need to get that right. I mentioned participation, but my last point is that we will clearly analyze everything you said, and I would say that there is a huge importance of trained staff to understand really the tailor-made needs and solutions for all categories of people, and not all that you represent, but also, you know, for disabled, and basically to include that in programming. That is something that we need to do as the, I would say, donors and implementers to get it right. But since I don't want to conclude this panel with my messages, I would kindly ask all of my panelists to give their final say to all of you with what kind of messages they would like us really to take home and not to forget it in order to walk the talk for the future. And I thank you very much from my side for your participation, and again, the floor is yours. Let me start with Andrea.
Thank you very much.